1-800-850-2252. Auctioneer M. Henderson, Louisiana license number 1.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Broadcasting LLC.
This is the Big
John Mason Show. Heard on 540 AM KTIB, 1020 AM WHMD, 1540 AM KAGY, 1560 AM WSLA, 88.5 FM KJFM, and 990 AM WGSO. Come talk to Big John about the big ideas of the day in a convivial atmosphere. He's a real conservative, not one of those country club Republicans. He's pro-family, pro-education, pro-business, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. And he loves his mama, too. Now here's your host, the big guy himself, John Mason.
Hey, hey, guys. It is Monday, October the 3rd, 2022. And we are about 5 weeks away from the November 8th elections. So in that spirit, for today only, I am not going to give out the call-in number because I don't intend to take any calls today. If I finish up early, I will rescind that. I'll give the email address. You can always write me at jmason, J-M-A-S-O-N, at WGSO.com or at bigjohnmason1 at gmail.com. Today, I want to start to go over the constitutional amendments. And before I forget, I am giving a variant of tonight's talk tomorrow night at 7 at the River Region Republican Women's Club at 3310 Florida Avenue out in Kenner. It's the Knights of Columbus Hall. I'm honored that they asked me to go over these constitutional amendments. And if you want to meet an absolutely great bunch of people, you don't have to be a woman. They would love to have some new female members, but men can be associate members as well, and there are quite a few associate members. We mostly make sandwiches. No, I'm teasing. It's a club for men and women. Absolutely great bunch of people. They will feed you. They bring potluck dinners. There's generally good grub that I try not to eat because I'm supposed to be on a diet. But please come out if you'd like. I'm happy to meet you. They'd be happy to meet you. All right, let's just give a little bit of background on the Louisiana Constitution. The United States, of course, has one constitution that has been amended a few times, but Louisiana is on its 11th constitution. And this one was approved on April 20th, 1974, and adopted by the voters. It went into effect on January 1st of 1975. And if you think about it, it has not well aged well over the 47 years it's been around. And I can prove this by saying the Louisiana Constitution has been amended almost 10 times more than the United States Constitution. The current Constitution has been amended 203 times. The most recent amendment was last year in 2021, and no other state. Louisiana is the state with the most constitutional amendments between 2006 and 2021, with 108 proposed constitutional amendments during that 15-year period, and 77 of those are approved. Now, tonight, I am going to go through each amendment, and I may not finish tonight. I may have to carry it over in tomorrow. I'm going to go over each amendment, and I'm going to read the synopsis, the argument for, and the argument against, and I'm going to intersperse my analysis and tell you how I'm going to vote. Now, the document I'm basing this on is from the Public Affairs Research Council. Now, you would think if you were the Public Affairs Research Council, your abbreviation would be PARC, but you'd be wrong. For whatever reason, the Public Affairs Research Council goes by the abbreviation PAR. So if you would like to download this guide, the PAR guide to the 2022 Constitutional Amendment, you can do so at www.parlouisiana.org. www.parlouisiana.org. and there are so many constitutional amendments this year, 11, that they've split them up between the November 8th and the December 10th elections. Now, November 8th is the primary, and December 10th is the runoff. The problem is most of Louisiana's politicians are expected to win in the primary. For instance, Steve Scalise, our congressperson, is probably going to win on the primary, which means a lot of people are not going to have a runoff. It is theoretically possible that all six of our representatives win in the first ballot. Well, five, really, because one has no opposition. And that our Senator John Kennedy wins in the primary, and that a lot of people will stay home in December because they don't have a runoff and miss the vote on the last three constitutional amendments. There are eight on November 8th and three on December 10th. That's because we have way too many constitutional amendments. All right, so let's go ahead and dive right in. And I warn you, this analysis can be very dry. I have gotten emails that say they love my constitutional amendment talks, and I've gotten emails that said so dry, so boring. Well, yeah, we're kind of talking about the law and the way it is and what the arguments are. So we're just going to dive right in, and I warn you, it's kind of dry. All right, let's take a look at Amendment Number 1. Okay, now Amendment Number 1 is for larger stock investments for trust funds. Right now, we have, Louisiana has about $3.2 billion contained in seven trust funds that are covered by this amendment. And there's limits on how those dollars can be invested to generate additional earnings. For example, the Louisiana Education Trust Quality Fund has about $1.524 billion. The Millennium Trust Fund has about $1.531 billion. Now, there are smaller ones. For example, the Medicaid Trust Fund for the Elderly has about $18 million, just under. The Russell Sage or Marsh Island Refuge Fund has just under $20 million. The Lifetime License Endowment Trust Fund has just over $25 million. I'm not going to read you all seven, but suffice it to say, across these seven, we've got $3.2 billion and change. Now, investment income generated by the Louisiana Education Quality Trust Fund is dedicated to education programs overseen by the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. And the treasurer, which is currently John Schroeder, but remember, he has said he is going to run for governor next year. So Louisiana will probably be looking at a new treasurer unless John Schroeder changes his mind and backs out of running for governor. But right now, the treasurer currently can invest up to 35% of that money in the trust fund in equities, i.e. stocks. Okay? So right now, of that money, only about a third can be invested in the stock market. Now, our lawmakers created the Millennium Trust Fund in 1999 to receive and invest proceeds from the state settlements with tobacco companies to end litigation over the health effects of tobacco use. And again, the treasurer currently can invest up to 35% of the money in the trust fund in stocks. Okay, if lawmakers agree by a two-thirds vote, then this fund only can be increased up to 50%. Now, the other five funds included in the amendment, they have different limits on how their money can be used. Some of them, for example, can't be invested in stocks at all. Other ones can. So, okay, that's the wow. We haven't even finished the first one, and the first segment is already over. We'll pick up what the proposed change is, what a vote for would do, what a vote against would do, and how I intend to vote when we get back on segment number two of the Big John Mason Show. Thank you so much for listening.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Louisiana's largest nonprofit healthcare system, inspiring healthier lives and stronger communities. Find out more at Ochsner.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star and Republican activist Michelle Hurstis. And we'll discuss the latest on social media and the new troubles for Facebook and Twitter with Brandon Earlbeck of YourSpot.com. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to segment number two of the Big John Mason Show. And if you're just joining us, we are talking about Louisiana Constitutional Amendment number one. Basically, Louisiana right now has about $3.2 billion contained in seven trust funds, and the state treasurer, which right now is John Schroeder, cannot invest more than 35% of the money in these trust funds into stocks. Okay. Now, some of the funds, it's a little less. In one fund, it's zero. In some of them, it's a little bit more. But the proposed change for this amendment would allow the state treasurer to increase that percentage from 35% to 65%. And that's the max amount of money that could be invested in stocks for each of these seven funds. A vote against would keep the tighter limits in place on the percentage of the trust fund money that can be invested in the stock market. And I want to read you the argument for and the argument against, and I will give you my perspective. According to PAR, the Public Affairs Research Council, an argument for the amendment is increasing the trust fund's investments in the stock market could generate more earnings over the long term to benefit health, education, wildlife, and other programs that receive money. Rigid investment caps have lessened available investment earnings, leaving the trust fund money to waste away in the bank without any usefulness to the state. The problem only worsens as inflation spikes. Changing the rules will allow the state treasurer to take advantage of market conditions and adapt as needed. Having the different funds follow uniform rules could make investments easier to administer and lower investment costs. The argument against is the stock market is volatile even in the best of financial times. Shifting more of the state's investment portfolio into stocks rather than government bonds, certificates of deposit, and other low-yield instruments exposes the trust fund to greater risk and loss possibilities in the short term, depending on market conditions. All right, so that's the arguments that the Public Affair Research Council give. Let me put my feelings this way. This 35% limit is an attempt to control investments. Our Constitution is full of these. Why? Because we don't trust public officials. Historically, that's been a very wise decision. Let me read you two headlines from this week. One of them says, this is 3 days ago, September has been the worst performing month for the S&P 500 and the Dow since 1950. The second one from 5 days ago says, so far this year, the S&P 500 has fallen nearly 24%. Now, I don't care how skilled the Louisiana treasurer is, and I do like John Schroeder, but the market is down sharply this year. It's been down, what, three quarters in a row? I don't care how good an investment you are. If you had two-thirds of how good an investor you are, if you had two-thirds of Louisiana's funds in the stock market, you would have probably lost about 20%. About $1 in every five would be gone. Now, understand the stock market can rebound, and if you read the argument against, it says that the safer things are government bonds, certificates of deposit, and other low-yield instruments. Notice there's not a word in there about investing in gold or silver or copper. How many people go around cutting pipes out of the sewage and water, copper out of sewage and water board pipes? How many people are stealing catalytic converters? Silver and copper have amazing industrial uses, and gold has been historically a pretty good hedge against inflation. I'm not saying that all our investments should be super conservative. And I agree that uniform rules would be great. There's some good ideas in his proposed amendment. But again, investing two-thirds of these funds, $3.2 billion, imagine if that was your pension fund that took a 24% loss. How would you feel about that? No, the reason that 35% is in there is because we don't want our treasurer to invest in super risky investments. Now, is 35% the right number? I don't know. Maybe it should be 50. But two-thirds of this money in stocks, that's pretty risky. None in gold or silver or copper? There's no inflation hedge there. It's got to be invested in CDs and government bonds and other paper. This one is a no for me, folks. For amendment number one, I say no. And the wording of the amendment, I realized I didn't give this, is, quote, do you support an amendment to increase to 65% the cap on the amount of monies in certain state funds that may be invested in stock? So for number one, I intend to vote no. All right, let's take a look at number two. All right, right now, and this is a pretty complicated one, but it's simple in principle. Right now, Louisiana authorizes, let me read it. Amendment two, quote, do you support an amendment to expand certain property tax exemptions for property on which the homestead exemption is claimed for certain veterans with disabilities? Right now, Louisiana authorizes homeowners to receive an exemption for most parish property taxes up to $75,000 of the value of the homestead if they live in the home. Now, parish governing authorities have the option to ask voters to double the exemption in their parish for disabled veterans with a 100% service-connected disability rating or a 100% unemployability rating and for surviving spouses of deceased veterans if the spouse remains the owner of the property. So, for those parishes that have voted to adopt that change, the homestead exemption for these veterans is $150,000. And the state prevents parishes and other local taxing bodies from imposing additional taxes, reappraising the property, or adjusting millages to make up the losses from this exemption. All right. This is our way of thanking our veterans that have a 100% service-connected disability rating or 100% unemployability rating. This proposed change would increase the property exemption for disabled veterans with a 100% service-connected disability rating or 100% unemployability rating and their spouses, and would expand the homestead exemption to cover more disabled veterans on a sliding scale based on the level of disability. So, if you're 100% service-connected disability, you would receive an exemption from paying any parish property taxes on their homestead if you live on the home. If you have a service-connected disability of 70 to 99%, then those veterans or their surviving spouses would get a property tax exemption of up to $120,000 on the value of the homestead. And if you have you're a veteran with a service-connected disability rating of 50 to 69%, or their surviving spouse, would get a property tax break of up to $100,000 of the homestead's value. And these changes wouldn't require parish governing authorities to seek voter approval in the individual parish, because it would be adopted statewide, and the state would continue to prevent parishes and other local taxing bodies from imposing additional taxes, reappraising the property, or adjusting millages to make up to the loss for the exemption. The argument for is pretty succinct. Expanding the property tax exemption honors the sacrifice made by Louisiana's veterans and their spouses to protect our country. They and or their surviving members may have a difficult time supporting their households after losing a substantial portion of their annual income and the veteran's ability to maintain a job. Argument against, I'm going to read it. Special property tax breaks have been granted over the years erode the tax revenue available to local government agencies that provide services. This will worsen the revenue drain. It will create an uneven and inequitable taxing system where neighbors with houses of similar value could pay vastly different property tax bills. Okay, I've only got 20 seconds left, but I'm telling you right now, this is a big yes. How mean-spirited did you have to be to not want to give a tax break to a 100% disabled veteran because a local government might lose taxing authority? We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour here on the Big John Mason Show.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6077.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Students in Louisiana schools now have the ability to report crime anonymously in the palm of their hands.
The free app is called Say It Here, Superintendent of Education, Dr. Kate Brumley.
Safe Schools Louisiana is a safe, easy, and anonymous way for people who see something to say something.
Brumley says in most school shootings and suicide attempts, others knew about the plans beforehand but didn't know how to report it. Now they can anonymously. Crime Stoppers of Greater New Orleans, Darlene Cusanza.
This is a wonderful way to empower our youth so that they learn that they can be the leaders that need to affect their school climate.
In Louisiana, approximately 500 middle and high schools are already using the app. I'm Brooke Thorington.
FEMA will be awarding the city of Lake Charles an additional $4 million in federal grants to assist with needed repairs from Hurricane Laura in 2020. U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy says the funding was part of a larger $20.5 million hurricane relief package for Hurricane Ida. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
Made in America. A simple idea that means everything at Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. It means local branches dealing with friends and neighbors you trust. It means innovation, leading the way with better solutions. It means caring about our products and even more about the people who use them. It means pride in a job well done. Mueller. Made in America, made to last.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Whether you live in New Orleans or New Roads, Cheneyville, or Lake Charles, agriculture makes a big difference in your daily life. That's why the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is here to protect our precious food supply chain at the local, state, and national levels. Become a part of our grassroots network.
Visit lafarmbureau.org to join today. The Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
14th Annual Oak Street Po' Boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit po'boyfest.com.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bougainvillea Park on October 8th. Enjoy performances by Samantha Fish, Band of Heathens, Jonathan Boogie Long, JJ Mugler Band, and Jake Gunter on the West Staff Music Stage, plus a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter Stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, a food truck roundup, and Children's Village. Tickets are $30 online, $40 at the gates, and kids 10 and under get in free. Visit thebluesberryfest.com for details. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812.
This is the Big
John Mason Show. Heard on 540 AM KTIB, 1020 AM WHMD, 1540 AM KAGY, 1560 AM WSLA, 88.5 FM KJFM, and 990 AM WGSO. Come talk to Big John about the big ideas of the day in a convivial atmosphere. He's a real conservative, not one of those country club Republicans. He's pro-family, pro-education, pro-business, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. And he loves his mama, too. Now here's your host, the big guy himself, John Mason.
Hey, guys. In case you're just joining us, we're going over the 8 constitutional amendments on the November 8th ballot. If you're playing along at home, I am against Amendment 1, and I am for Amendment 2. Let's look at Amendment 3, and I'll try and speed it up just a little. The wording of the amendment is, do you support an amendment to allow classified civil service employees to support the election to public office of members of their own families? Right now, Louisiana prohibits members of a state or local civil service commission and state or local government employees in the civil service system from participating in political activities, including actively supporting or opposing candidates or political parties in election. If you're a civil service member, you cannot run for public office, you cannot be a member of a political party committee, you can't work on campaigns, fundraising events for a candidate or political party, make or solicit contributions for a political party or candidate. You can vote in an election, you can work as a poll commissioner, you can attend free events open to the public where all candidates are invited to speak. You are allowed some participation in photos and fundraising. Well, this would change it if you are a member of the immediate family, which is defined as, you ready? Parent, step-parent, grandparent, step-grandparent, spouse, spouse's parent or step-parent, child and child's spouse, stepchild and stepchild's spouse, grandchild and grandchild's spouse, step-grandchild and step-grandchild's spouse, sibling or sibling and sibling spouse, step-sibling and step-sibling spouse, and half-sibling and half-sibling spouse. However, all political activity will stay banned for employees in the local registrar or voter's office and civil service employees in the elections division of the state Secretary of State's office. About 51,000 workers would be impacted by the change, according to the Louisiana Civil Service League. Okay, argument 4 is pretty simple. People, no matter their job, should be able to support family members if they are running for political office. Candidate, no matter what jobs their family members hold, should be able to have relatives in campaign photos showcasing their families and at campaign events. Limits on First Amendment rights to freedom of speech should be as narrowly tailored as possible. Argument against. The prohibitions on political activity for civil service workers were enacted to protect taxpayers financing the salaries of employees and to curb inappropriate acts by employees who are supposed to be doing their work in a nonpartisan fashion. And it also protects workers from political retaliation and undue influence. If you get rid of these guardrails, even for family members, it opens the door to abuse and public perception problems. Furthermore, the definition of immediate family member is very broad, covering a dozen categories of people. And the category of workers receiving these exemptions are expensive, even though complaints about curbs on political activity involving families generally center on civil service workers who are police officers and firefighters. But to top it off, it says, okay, if you work for the election divisions of the Secretary of State's office or the local registrar of voters, you're still banned. So this says it's okay for some civil servants, but not all civil servants. So it doesn't even eliminate the ban because, again, if you work for an elections division, there has to be an appearance of impropriety. An appearance of propriety. Excuse me. I said that backwards. You don't want it look like your civil servants are favoring their boss or the opponent to the boss. This one, it opens up all kinds of problems. Amendment number 3 is a big no for me. Okay, amendment number 4. Do you support an amendment to allow local governments to waive water charges that are the result of damage to the water system not caused by the customer? You see, right now, Louisiana prohibits the state and local government agencies and any other political subdivision from loaning, pledging, or donating money, credit, property, or things of value, like water, to a person or business, with some specific exceptions. This prohibition covers agencies and boards that oversee public water systems, barring them from lessening charges on customer bills, including charges that occurred because of water line breaks or other infrastructure problems. So this proposed amendment would allow political subdivisions to waive water use charges if those charges happen due to damage to the water delivery infrastructure that wasn't caused by a customer's action or failure to act. Argument four is that water system administrators should have the flexibility to help customers if bills were improperly increased by damage out of the control of a customer, such as an infrastructure problem caused during an ice storm, a flood, or other disaster. Many other states offer that flexibility to their water utilities. The waivers are permissive, not required. The argument against is allowing widespread waivers of customer charges undermines system sustainability, taking away much-needed money from systems already struggling with outdated infrastructure. Changing the prohibition makes system administrators more vulnerable to outside political pressure. Water system administrators can offer payment plans to deal with hefty charges. All right, I'm going to put my poor producer on the spot, and I'm going to ask him a question. Why, in this wide, wide world of sports, would you have to pay for damage to water delivery infrastructure that wasn't caused by your action? Put another way, if you did not cause this water to be dumped in your property, say under your house, why should you have to pay for it?
Because we all have to pay our fair share?
No. Absolutely not. If you didn't ask for that water to be dumped on or under your property, if there's a freeze and one of your pipes breaks and it's under your house and you had no control over that, why should anyone, I don't care what parish you're in, whether it's Orleans Sewerage and Water Board or Jefferson Parish or Catahoula Parish or Caddo or Calcasieu, I don't care where you are. If this problem was not caused by you or anything you did, why are they allowed to charge you for it? If it wasn't caused by your action or failure to act, by law, they shouldn't be allowed to charge you. Think about it. To me, this could be fixed with a simple law in the legislature and not through a constitutional amendment. How about this? Law that says if a customer has a high water bill due to infrastructure damage beyond his or her control that is not caused by the customer's action or failure to act, they cannot be charged for it. While in principle I'm not opposed to this constitutional amendment, this is a lot of rigmarole, a constitutional amendment that doesn't seem called for. So, for me,
Didn't we just do this, though, with Entergy? All the storm damage last year was passed on?
Yes, it was, but that's because it's permitted by law, not forbidden by law. So, Amendment 3 is also a big no for me. I love that last line, the argument against. Water system administrators can offer payment plans to deal with hefty charges. So, through no fault of your own, you have a $900 water bill. And the argument against is, well, I can offer you a payment plan. You could pay $10 a month for the next 90 months. Does that make you feel any better? All right, let's look at amendment number 5. And I know I'm going to be coming up against it. Amendment number 5, do you support an amendment to allow the levying of a lower millage rate by a local taxing authority while maintaining the authority's ability to adjust the current authorized millage rate? Now, this is the most complex amendment on the ballot, and it's really hard to explain, even though the proposed changes are simple. So, let me get started, and I'll continue in our fourth and final segment. Right now, property taxes are levied in millages applied to the assessed value of your property. 1 mill is equal to 0.1% of the assessed value, or $1 on each $1,000 of assessed value. So if your property is assessed at $1,000, you'll pay a dollar. If it's assessed at $10,000, you'll pay $10, etc. Okay, that's about it. I will pick it up here. Please stay with us right here on the Big John Mason Show.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Big Easy Limo.
New Orleans' top-rated limousine service, Big Easy Limos. 504-466-4477. Party buses, corporate travel, airport transfers, executive SUVs, minibuses for weddings, funerals, touring, or any professional occasion. Call the owner, Stephen Wetzel. Big Easy Limos. 504-466-4477.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada, for breakfast with the Bayou Bengals, talking LSU football.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try and finish Amendment 5 of 8. Right now, the Louisiana Constitution requires all property be reappraised at least every 4 years, and that millages be adjusted, either rolled forward or rolled back following reassessment, so that the tax collection stays the same as in the previous year, despite changes in property values or homestead exemptions. However, taxing bodies are allowed to restore rollback millages partially or fully by enacting a roll forward limited to the prior year's maximum authorized millage rate. So, what does that mean? Let's suppose that the millage rate is 10, so that you can collect $10 on every $1,000 of assessed value. All right, and let's suppose that property appraisals go down. It's a bad housing market. Well, or they go up, I'm sorry. So you can collect, you can roll the millage back to collect the same amount of money. So let's suppose it goes from 10% to 8.5%. Well, right now, taxing bodies are allowed to go back up to 10% if that was the prior year's maximum authorized millage rate. So this millage roll forward, which increases the tax that everybody pays, must be approved by a two-thirds vote of the members of the taxing body following a public hearing, but does not require further voter approval. Meaning, if the parish council put that tax on, if the two-thirds of the parish council says we want that extra tax money, they don't have to put it up to you, the voter. And this maximum rate remains in effect until the next reassessment. Remember, those are every 4 years. Okay? The proposed change would let taxing bodies roll forward their millage rates. Remember, that's not good for you. Up to the maximum rate until that authorized millage rate expires rather than until the next reassessment cycle of property. Let me explain what that means. Property's got to be reappraised every 4 years. So they had to end that roll forward at least every 4 years. But if you pass that millage for a maximum of 20 years, this proposed change would let them keep the increased millage for all 20 years, not just every 4 years when property has to be reappraised. So the argument for this is many taxing districts automatically choose to roll forward their millage rates to the maximum allowable because they fear losing the decision-making ability in the future after another property reassessment. The use-it-or-lose-it aspect of a millage rate means homeowners and businesses pay higher property taxes in the short term than they might otherwise if the taxing bodies had more time to make the financial decisions. The argument against is that taxing districts have enough time under the current system to make budgetary decisions about whether they'll need the full millage rate authorized for them. They shouldn't be allowed to roll forward millage rates for years on end because that would increase property tax payment uncertainty for homeowners and businesses. Now, let me ask you guys, on the whole, do you expect the taxing body to collect the maximum tax possible? I know I sure do. So if they can roll forward a millage until the next reassessment, say 4 years from now, or they can roll it forward for the next 20 years, guess who's getting it up the poop chute? You are. I am. We are. This is an absolutely horrifically bad idea. Of all the amendments, I am most against Amendment 5. This allows them to roll forward a tax to the maximum for up to the period of the tax. So if you just had a reassessment and then you pass a tax and they can roll it forward and that tax is in effect for 20 years, they're going to keep it for 20 years. And you know they will. If you're out there listening to me, even if you're a liberal that's for this, you have to admit in your heart of hearts, you know they're going to do this. All right. Let's read Amendment number 6. Do you support an amendment to limit the amount of an increase in the assessed value of residential property subject to the homestead exemption in Orleans Parish following reappraisal at 10% of the property's assessed value in the previous year? See, all property subject to taxation in Louisiana is constitutionally required to be reassessed at least every 4 years. I just said that. Assessors determine the value of properties. Other local authorities, such as parish councils, determine the millage rates applied to the assessment, and a local tax collector sends out notices and collects the property taxes. Increase in assessments result in owners paying higher property taxes unless taxing authorities lower the millage rates. We kind of just talked about this. Under a constitutional amendment adopted by voters in 2018, the state currently requires a 4-year phase-in of tax liabilities for homes subject to the homestead exemption if a reappraisal increases assessments by more than 50%. All right, what's going on here is that property values in Orleans Parish, due to an influx of people moving in, the so-called gentrification, is that property values can go through the roof pretty quickly. So once a residential property in Orleans Parish that qualifies for the homestead exemption is reassessed, the amendment would limit the increase in the reassessed value to 10% over the previous year. So let's suppose your property value goes up 80%. Then instead of having to pay 80% extra next year, you'd have to pay 10% more in year one, another 10% on top of that in year two, another 10% on top of that in year three, another 10% on top of that in year four, and then they would reassess. So if your property value keeps going up, the amount of tax you pay is capped at an extra 10% every year. Not 10% total. It keeps going up. So if your property value was 100 and it increased to 180, in year one you'd pay 110. In year two you'd pay 121. In year three you'd pay an extra 12.1. So it'd be, what, 133? And it goes up 10% every year. And any resulting negative impact on property tax revenues in New Orleans has to be absorbed by the taxing entity. Okay? So the argument for this is owning a home is becoming increasingly unaffordable in New Orleans, a problem that's grown since Hurricane Katrina. Through no fault of their own, some homeowners can receive large increases in their property tax bills because the surrounding neighborhood has surged in value. More people are moving into the area from elsewhere, or some neighbors are using their homes as short-term rentals through hubs like Airbnb. So the annual 10% cap on reassessed values gives homeowners time to adjust to the higher payments, and it eases the sticker shock of a large reassessment. The argument against, and it's always the same argument against, special property tax breaks that have been granted over the years erode the tax revenue available to local government agencies that provide services. This could lower revenue collection in Orleans Parish, which is already struggling to maintain services. It would create an uneven and inequitable taxing system in the parish, where neighbors with houses of similar value could pay vastly different property tax bills. Though concerns were raised about high property tax bills forcing out the middle class who have lived in their home for years, the amendment isn't limited to these homeowners and could apply to a wealthy homeowner. So the argument against is the government might get less money. You might get to keep a little more of your money, and you might even be wealthy. Ladies and gentlemen, anything that protects the little guy at the expense of the state is A-OK with me. I am for Amendment Number 6. It limits a tax increase and lets you hang on to a little bit of your money for a little bit longer. So we're out of time for today. I'll try and finish up tomorrow. But for the first six, I am yes on 2 and 6 and no on everything else. Thank you so much for listening to the Big John Mason Show.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all.
Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m.